This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is a major Ukrainian ground operation underway in the war with Russia? There's speculation this could be the start of a counteroffensive. Moscow claims Ukrainian forces have been making a major effort to punch through Russian defensive lines in southeast Ukraine for a second day today. Ukraine is not confirming the attacks. It's a tragic end for a small, wayward plane that flew over Washington, D.C. Sunday, then crashed in Virginia after causing the military to scramble up into the air to try to figure out what was going on.
Police say rescuers reached the site in mountainous terrain hours after the crash and found no one left alive. The FAA says the Cessna Citation took off from Tennessee on Sunday and was headed for Long Island, New York, when it turned around, flew a straight path over Washington, D.C., and crashed in the St. Mary's Wilderness in the Blue Ridge Mountains north of Lexington. Military sources confirmed the wayward plane was not responding to radio signals. It caused the military to scramble an F-16 fighter jet that caused a sonic boom audible in the D.C. Capital region. John Rumpel told the New York Times that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were returning to their home in East Hampton, New York, after visiting his house in North Carolina. I'm Jennifer King.
Is gas going to get more expensive? It's $3.55 a gallon this morning, but Saudi Arabia is cutting its oil production.
Saudi Arabia is taking a unilateral step to bolster sagging crude prices. With the announcement, it will reduce oil output to the global market by 1 million barrels a day. The rest of the OPEC Plus oil producers meeting in Vienna agreed to extend earlier cuts through the end of next year. The slump in oil prices has meant U.S. drivers could fill their tanks more cheaply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A woman's been shot dead and four members of her family wounded after they parked at a Sunnyvale, Texas apartment complex. Police searching for at least two suspects. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Spider-Man Across the Universe had a massive opening at the box office this weekend.
I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, no way. Hey, all of us are.
Spider-Man Across the Universe made $120.5 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. That's more than triple what the debut of the 2018 original made. It's part two of a trilogy, with the third chapter to be released next year. Last week's champ, The Little Mermaid, drops to second place. The Boogeyman is in third, with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 at number four. Fast X takes fifth place. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Dozens of World War II veterans have traveled to Normandy, France this week to mark the 79th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. It led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from the Nazis. Most of the vets are American and British. Crowds cheered them on Sunday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.